This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam and welcome back to the seerah of Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. As we left you off last time, where Umar radiallahu anhu arda became a Muslim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. That was an answered prayer from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, O Allah, a'izz al-Islam, ahabb al-rajulayn ilayk. O Allah, bless Islam with the more beloved one of the two men to you. Meaning, Umar ibn Khattab and Amr ibn Hisham, we know that was Abu Jahl, alayhi min Allah ma yastahiq. And of course, we said that there is a major difference between the two. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now, we also talked about what happened after Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu became a Muslim. It's amazing. We now talked about also Hamza radiallahu anhu, how he became a Muslim, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in 3 days blessed Islam with Hamza, Asadullah, the line of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula, and also the Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, Al-Faruq. And you know the story behind Al-Faruq when he was asked, what happened? How did you get that nickname, Al-Faruq? How were you dubbed Al-Faruq? He says, the day that Hamza became a Muslim, 3 days after that I became a Muslim. And then I went up to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, أَلَسْنَا عَلَى الْحَقِّ? Are we not following the truth? He says, حَيْنَا وَمَيْتَ, meaning alive or death. He says, yes, you are. You are following the truth. He says, فَعَلَى مَا نَرْضَى الدَّنِيَّ فِي دِينِنَا. Why do we feel inferior? And that's the day where we went outside, as the story mentioned before, two lines. One line that had Hamza on the head of it, and one line that had Abu Bakr, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu on the head of it, and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the middle, and he says, "Wa anta ya Umar al-Faruq." He says, that day, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam dubbed me al-Faruq. He called me al-Faruq, the criterion. Al-yafruqu bayn al-haqq wal-batil, the difference between the truth and the falsehood. When Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu became a Muslim, he wanted to find out who was the most staunched enemy of Islam. He was told, surprisingly enough, was Abu Jahl. So he went up to him, and he knocked on his door. And Abu Jahl opened the door. He says, do you know why I'm here? He says, no. He says, I came here especially to tell you that I bear witness there's only one God. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَبِمُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. And I believe what is revealed upon him, meaning the Qur'an. He says, is this the reason you came today? He says, yes, that's the reason I came today. I came to you that it said, I'm a Muslim now. He says, قَبَّحَكَ اللَّهُ سَعَرْ يَوْمِ. He closed the door and he says, may Allah curse you the rest of that day and whatever you came with. In another narration, Ibn Ishaq, he says that another man that is known to hit anyone that becomes a Muslim or go gives him a hard time, as soon as he finds out that becomes anyone that becomes a Muslim, he goes after them right away. He doesn't wait. So he was told that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda was a Muslim. So as somebody opened the door for him, he closed the door and turned around and walked away into inside his home. He couldn't take Umar radiallahu anhu arda. It is among also the narration that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, when he became a Muslim, Quraysh did not know about it yet. So he wanted to make sure that everyone knew about it. So he asked, who's the one that cannot keep a secret? He says the only one that doesn't keep a secret is a man called Jamil al-Juhmi. So he says, let me go to him. So he knocked on the door. He says, yeah, Jamil, can I tell you a secret? He says, of course, you can tell me a secret. You know how the guys that spread the rumors around, it's like ice cream to them. So he says, yes, of course, you know, sirrak fi yanif bir, you know, whatever happens to me, don't worry, man, it's in the vault. Sure, I got you covered. So he says, have I not told you? He says, no, what? He says, I'm a Muslim now. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda is narrating this. He says, wallahi, I didn't even finish the sentence. He couldn't even wait for me to finish the sentence. He ran straight to the haram, to the sacred masjid. He says, ya qawm, oh people, qad saba'a Umar. Umar is now, saba'a meaning kharaja an deen abai. The word saba'a means he came out or left the religion of their forefathers. He says, بَلْ أَسْلَمْتْ. Now let's talk about something here, brothers and sisters. We just, again, we remember, we learn about things, and we change, become better, you know, Muslims, inshallah. from the seerah and learn, inshallah. We learn something about the secrets. We know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a man speaks to you, a woman speaks to you, and they lower their voice, it becomes an automatic secret, akhi and ukhti. So if I'm speaking to you and all of a sudden say, but you know what? That is an automatic secret. Or another narration says, if somebody's speaking to you and they look to the right or look to the left, that becomes an automatic secret also. Subhanallah. Look how the beauty of Islam. I don't have to tell you it's a secret. The meaning that I was careful who was listening to me or who was watching me to say certain things, that is an automatic secret. And it's narrated that the secret was like لِلِصَاحِبِهِ كَالْقَبْرِ. The person that gives you a secret has to be treated like a person that goes into the grave. If somebody goes into the grave, does he come back out? Yeah, he comes back out, inshallah, on the resurrection, on judgment day, yahi. But not the following day. Imagine the rumors when they come and says, you know what, I told you this and that and nothing. And all of a sudden, I trust you with this one. He says, of course. And all of a sudden, you open the TV, it's the CBC or whatever you want to call it. The details are 11. All the news is already out there. Allah help us. So inshallah, be careful, akhi and ukhti, with the secrets that we tell one another. So Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu warda, he's now known to people that what? He is a Muslim. So they came up to him. In one narration said that a lot of people came after that time when Jamil told everyone that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu became a Muslim. They came in and they started to fight him. He says, Wallahi, if you were even 30 men, doesn't matter, do what you wish. I will not leave Islam. And they start to fight Umar. And Umar fights back. And he doesn't give up. And these were a lot of people around him. And of course, it was, if it happened to us, he goes, no, Muslim? No, me? Who told you I'm a Muslim? Are you kidding? You can have your Islam back, man. You know, there's only, I have one soul, man, one spirit. Of course, I'm going to lie. We understand the Sharia, the Maqazid al-Sharia that gives you that. I understand that. But Umar al-Khattab, he fought everyone that fought him. And there were a lot of people. But he says, till halakt, I feel so tired. And as soon as I got tired, we know what he did. He looked at the crowd. And he picked the one that was most honorable of the society to them. And he grabbed him and he took his fingers and placed it in his eyes and says, let them get away from me, otherwise I will poke you in the eyes. He says, leave him alone, leave him alone. And what he did, every time that he fought, they leave him alone. And when he leaves that man alone, the people gather again on Umar and they start fighting with him. And he starts fighting back. He says, from sunrise to sunset, all day Umar was fighting. He says, I was dead, halakt. I was so tired. And every time comes in, it does it. Imagine, akhi and ukhti, somebody's coming to you and says, you know what, if you become Muslim, I'll kill you. That's it. And it happened. Abdullah ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma, the son of Umar al-Khattab, he said this in hadith in Sahih Bukhari. He says, one day I saw my father go into his home and he was a bit concerned. And I asked him why. He said, because I heard Banu Sahm, Sahmi, that they heard that if I become a Muslim, they will kill me. And it was that day that people came up to Umar radiallahu anhu warda, up to his home. He says the valley was full. Everyone was coming to get Umar. And a man comes up to him. That man was that head. Is that Suhaib al-Sahmi. A man came up to him. He's the leader of the Banu Sahm, the tribe. He says, I've seen you changed. He says, yes, I have. He says, why? He says, I heard that your tribe wants to kill me if I become a Muslim. He says, is that why you're concerned? He says, yes. He says, la alayk. He said, don't worry about it. And then he turned around and he faced everyone out there. He says, what are you here for? He says, we heard that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anh became a Muslim. He says, that is true. He says, we want him. He says, la sabila ilayh. La sabila ilayh. He says, there is no way to him. There is no way to him. That path is sealed. Subhanallah, ya akhi. When you hear these things, actually the narration says that this is like as if the people had a divider in the middle. As if they came and they all dispersed, as nothing happened. Subhanallah. Why? Because in the Quran you will hear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah yudafi an alladhina amanu. I keep repeating this verse just for the same fact, akhi. That don't worry about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you, wallahi. But you have to have the criteria of those who believe. Because indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Verily, indeed, I will protect. Allah protects those who believe. So, find out. When you hear the adhan says, Allahu Akbar, do you mind anybody else? Could it be any greater than that? Could anyone be Akbar, greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So have that firm, steadfast, the yaqeen, the certainty that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu did that. And all of us, inshallah, would be saved. But all we have to do is pay our dues. Believe in Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. And that will be the criterion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us. And this man was not a Muslim. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect this deen, Islam, wal barr wal fajr, with the good and the bad. So as you see that he was hulafa. This man, Al-As ibn Wa'il al-Sahmi, was among the hulafa, the allies of the family or the tribe of Umar in ayyam al-jahiliyyah, in the pre-Islamic era, the ignorant era. And that's the reason he stood up for him. SubhanAllah, look at the loyalty, akhi. So how is our loyalty to each other, brothers and sisters? How is our loyalty to Islam? How is our loyalty to the Qur'an? How is our loyalty to the Sunnah? And so on. You can understand that these even men had loyalty to one another. So it's becoming or befitting for us as Muslims to have loyalty to what is a priority for us, inshallah. Now, when Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, at that time, alhamdulillah, was saved, and he's continued on, and as mentioned before, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he said, Wallahi, we never prayed in the haram till Umar became a Muslim. SubhanAllah. You can imagine how the beauty of the Islam Umar, that the turning point around this Umar radiallahu anhu arda, how Islam became strength in itself. And the Muslims felt the strength by the Islam of one man, subhanAllah, by the dua of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and answered by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa jalla fi ula. He says, Wallahi, we couldn't pray in the haram. Less only when Umar became a Muslim, we were actually, we had the strength to pray in the haram. And that's why when people heard that Hamza radiallahu anhu arda and Umar al-Khattab became Muslim, they says Quraysh get depressed. When they went out in those two lines, this was the first time that they actually said it out loud. They said Quraysh was depressed. And Muslims, alhamdulillah, were so happy. And Suhayb al-Rumi, radiallahu anhu, he says, Wallahi, when Umar ibn al-Khattab became a Muslim, he says, we were very much in the safe mode. We got back to the people that actually used to harm us. Do you believe it? It was qasas. It was time to retribution. And he says, no one harmed us after that. And we used to actually go and make the tawaf. Amazing. And we used to do jahr, da'wah jahr now. This was the first time with the da'wah, the propagation, people talking about Islam out loud, publicly. Nothing before that. And Sahih Bukhari, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda, he says that Wallahi, ما زلنا أعزة منذ أسلم عمر. By Allah, we were glory, we were honored by the Islam of Umar. Umar himself is written in his honor, this statement by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in Sahih Bukhari. He says, Umar, he says, Wallahi, نحن قلنا قوم أذلة. We were a humiliated, dishonored tribe. But أعزنا الله بالإسلام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us what? Give us this izzah, this honor and glory, the dignity with Islam. فمن ابتغى العزة في غير الإسلام أذله الله. So anyone looks for izzah, looks for honor or glory or dignity in any other means other than Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will humiliate him. So أخي and أختي, where do you find your glory? Where do you find your honor? Where do you find this pride? By how big your house is? How big your car is? How many zeros you have in your bank account? What kind of clothes you wear? The latest fashion of this? You drink tea posh pinky up? Or you're wearing the Gianni Versace and the Giorgio Armani and the cool glasses and all that stuff in the car top down and the girl, Allah help you, Wallahi. If this is what you feel, that this is your honor, that's what you're boasting, and that's the measure and stick of success, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide me and guide you, inshallah. But this is what Umar ibn Khattab says. He says, the izzah is in Islam. If you find izzah, any other means of glory or dignity other than Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dishonor you. So be careful, akhi and ukhti. Be careful, come back to the path, inshaAllah. Imagine then, This is the only time that the honorable society in Quraysh felt that they were starting to get defeated. They were starting to do what? They were starting to actually come back and negotiate with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. Before they used to do all these things as wish and they do, but now they can't. They came up to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was a man called Utbah ibn Rabi'ah. This man was called dubbed Abu al-Walid al-Mughira. He stood up in the middle of the Kaaba and he was talking to the people, and among them, of course, the honorable society, the masters or the leaders of the tribes. He says, I see now that it is a must for us to go and talk to Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and negotiate with him and discuss some issues. Maybe we can convince him to come off this path and come and join us and see what we can do. Maybe we can compensate somehow. He said, the people around him, he says, go ahead, we'll back you up. Go talk to him. So Utbah, he goes to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he says, "Ya ibn Am." He started nicely. He said, "I've come to you to discuss some issues with you." He says, "You have separated families. You have blasphemed our gods. You have destroyed our dreams. You have made us divisions. You have done a great injustice for us. Should I not tell you a few things?" He says, "Ya Abul Warid, qul." Asma, look at that, beautiful. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ya akhi, couldn't be better. He says, ya Abu al-Walid, a man is coming to talk to him on behalf of Quraysh. And of course you'll see what he was going to offer him, subhanallah. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us in a way of communication. He didn't have to take a special course in how to communicate with people. And he didn't have to take a special course to say that, you know, your body language is this and you square and you eye contact and you listen and you don't interrupt and all that stuff. He says, Ya Abu al-Walid, qul, asma'. He says, Ya Abu al-Walid, go ahead, say what you have to say, I will listen. So Abu al-Walid comes up to him and he says, if you feel that this is an illness that you have, because you've come with this new religion of yours, there's only one God, and destroying all these forefathers, and the religion that we had for years, if you think it's an illness, we will get you the best doctors, and we will spend our money. Don't worry about it. The bill is on us, we'll pick up the bill. And he says, but if you feel it is some kind of magic or voodoo, you know, we'll get you the best magicians to alleviate that. Whatever it is that you have. He says, if it is something that you feel, that you want money, if that's what you're after, we will give you all the money you want. But if you're after power, we will make you مَلَّكْنَاكَ عَلَيْنَا. We will make you our king, if that's what you're after. If you want women, take as many as you want. They said, we'll give you whatever you want, but stop saying there's only one God. Go back to our forefathers. Let's come back. Can we just get along? Can we just hug and, you know, can we do say this kumbaya thingy and all? Can we just be good to one another? So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he finished, of course, all this huza'balat, these vain talks and hearsay, of course, it has absolutely no merits with Islam. So he says, أَفَرَغْتْ يَا أَبَا الْوَلِيدْ. He says, are you finished, Abu al-Walid? He said, yes. Have you ever, akhi and ukhti, done that once in your lifetime? Have you really let one person finish their sentence or complete their conversation before you go, but let me, but, how? No, that's not right. No, I'm writing this down. I'm going to sue you. What? Once in your lifetime, could you just remember one man is telling you something without you interrupting him or her? And going back and feeling and whatever, I'm pointing the finger to myself, wallahi. This poor slave of Allah, nafsi. I'm not saying that, we're just learning inshallah from the best Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is afaraghta ya Abu al-Walid? Are you finished, Abu al-Walid? He says, na'am. Yes, I finished. He says, fasma. I listen to you. So he says, fasma. Listen to me now. What did he do? Did he give him the scientific miracles on the Quran? Did he give him the signs of the time? And did he give him the poor and all the rich and all that stuff? No. He recited from the Quran, and he recited, starting to say, Hameem. He started to say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I know that there are some of the scholars that it's a bid'ah, because he didn't say that. Just say, he started with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. is Hameen. And he started reading Fussilat. Kitab, this book revealed the signs and the miracles in it. Until he came up to the sajda. He came up to the sajda. And he prostrated. Prophet Muhammad ﷺ did the sajda with him. And now Abu al-Walid was mesmerized. Another narration in Ibn al-Jawzi, he says that Prophet Muhammad ﷺ read Fussilat up to when he says, فَإِنْ أَعْرَضُوا. He says, فَأَنْظَرْتُكُمْ نَارَ صَاعِقَةً مِثْلُ صَاعِقَةً عَادٍ وَثَمُودٍ. He says, till he got to that, he says, I warn you about a sa'iqa. About like for the people of the tribe of Ad and Thamud. So what when he reached that place, Utba, Abu al-Walid, he placed his hand over the mouth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, "Unashiduka Allahu ar-Rahim, Unashiduka Allahu ar-Rahim." I ask you for the sake of Allah and the kinship between us. Stop, stop, stop. Why was he afraid? Because he knows he is a prophet, and he knows if that's the warning, it will be bestowed upon them, and you know it will come true. He knew what happened to Utaybah, his own brother. What happened to the lion when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma. صَلِّتْ عَلَيْهِ كَلْبًا مِنْ كَلَابِكْ. Oh Allah, get one of your dogs to get him. And that was what the lion got. They got him. So they were afraid. They were afraid. So he says, stop, please stop. And what he did? He turned around, walked away. But when the people saw him, they said what? They said, Wallahi, Abu al-Walid came back to you with a different face than he went with. Subhanallah. The Qur'an affected Abu al-Walid, Utba. Even though he was not a Muslim, and he did not become a Muslim. But the words of the beauty of the words of Allah again, had that beautiful effect on Utba. And he came back, and he gave him a proposal. The proposal was very simple. He says, leave him to be. فَعِزُّهُ عِزُّكُمْ. His honor will be your honor. And if anybody else goes out to kill him, he will be off your hand. It will not be you. He says, Wallahi, I hear these things and he will فَلَهُ شَأْن. He will have a great honor. So let him be. He's the one that we can glorify you to. He's from your own tribe. So he says, Wallahi, لَقَدْ سَحَرَكَ مُحَمَّدٍ. By Allah, he did this magic upon you. And he says, what magic, akhi and ukhti? It's only the magic of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to speech and follow the best of it. Wa akhir da'wam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallam ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in. Jazakumullahu khayran. Wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Muhammad.